Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't give a crap what kind of front door.
I swear to God, like, I don't care. I don't care about the door. I don't care about windows.
Is it like a door with like windows on the side of it?
Dude, I don't care.
No, I was just wondering if that's what she's... Or you mean windows for the whole house?
A few spots.
Oh,
we're replacing some windows. And I said to her, the windows is basically done, but she's got me like she got upset that I wasn't showing
any
the enthusiasm towards buying a front door. And I just go, I dare you to go out in the open market and find a free agent husband that's going to want to sit there and shop for a front door.
Mm.
Good luck.
Today's the deadline for the franchise tag. Oh, no, you can start franchise tag now. So.
You know, if you want a franchise tag, a new husband, and go pick out a front door with him, by all means.
Wouldn't that be funny if you had that choice and she didn't give you the franchise tag? You're like, hey, wait a minute.
Right? Listen, as long as I get to keep all my stuff, okay.
Always the number one thing.
That's it. I'll go get a new mommy for the kids.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
No, it's not.
I'm being sarcastic. It just mommy. Sucks.
Getting a new mommy for the kids is 10 million times harder than looking at a couple of doors. You can be all right. Although,
yeah, but that comes with sex. Duh.
Oh, that's true. Although,
looking
I will say
doors,
this.
Looking at doors is literally mind-numbing.
So maybe looking at new doors. You may get the new door, and then you may get some sex right there. It may be related.
Didn't happen.
That could happen.
Didn't happen.
Think about that.
All that happened was, it wasn't good. Not that, we didn't end up in a fight. I'm like, you're just not getting it. I go, I'm sorry. I don't, I don't care. Like,
I mean, part of me, just a tiny little tiny part of me, thinks that you're just being kind of a little spoiled little brat right now. However, 99.999% of me is like, why do chicks do that? Like, I get so annoyed. Don't involve your man if your man ain't wanting to be involved. It's okay to do crap on your own. I almost swore. I don't understand, ladies. I just don't understand them.
And I said to her, and I go, I'm giving you, I promise you, no complaints.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I will not say a word about the front door. Go get it.
Not even the price. You'll let her buy what she wants.
I gave her a number on the front. I gave her a number on the front door.
Okay, there you go.
And I'm like, just come in under that number.
Give her a number to the back door.
I know what number that is. When you give her a number, when you give her the budget, do you just know? I mean, just
I have no idea what doors cost. No. I know I overshot it just to make it go away.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is if you give her a number, and I'm just going to use simplicities here because just to make it easier. Mm-hmm. If you gave her the $10, know she's coming back with a $12 door hoping that you're okay with it.
Right.
That's just
so you don't have to hear any more about it.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
See, now I overshot it. I went the wrong route.
Yeah,
I overshot
it.
You know what? I got to be honest. If I don't have to shop for... What made you think it sounds like a spoiled brat, though? No, I don't.
Tiny bit inconvenienced doing something you might not like doing, would you say in the beginning, like you're going to hell or you're in the depths of hell or whatever? It ain't that bad. I mean,
we have things. Both of us have our strengths, and we play to our strengths, right? When it comes time to doing like family vacations and stuff like that, I handle all of it.
She has an opinion, though.
Nope.
She doesn't care where you guys go?
You just want to do things that only you like, and you don't want to ever do anything you don't like.
That's not, who wants to do things they don't like to do?
Nobody wants to, but you got to. You got a second.
No.
That's another person in your life that shares your life with you.
Right. But what I'm saying is there are things that I handle and she wants nothing to do with. And there are things that she handles, like a front door, that I want nothing to do with. Nothing. I mean, it's fair. I don't ask her to do things she doesn't want to do. I would never ask anybody to do things they don't want to do because I know how much it sucks. There's a front door, Monica.
I'm with you.
I love when she comes home and she like throws all these paint swatches in front of me.
That's the worst.
She throws paint swatches in front of me.
At least it's quicker.
And she's like, which one you want? I'm like,
don't care.
What if
I said, what color you want the room?
And
oh, that's nice.
And my problem is, and this is where her and I differ, is that she can visualize the end product.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Oh.
I don't have that eye.
You don't have the video.
No, I don't I don't have that in my head. Like, she sees it. Like, if she picks a paint, like, she'll see the whole thing and doesn't understand how I don't, my brain doesn't, like, work that way. It's not that I'm trying to not see it.
Yeah.
I just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, in the same situation, like, I would say.
So, in the beginning of this, I'm looking at the doors with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't just shut it down right from the get-go. Like, I tried. And I go, well, what about this one? She's like, well, I don't think that goes with the house.
Okay.
I go, what about this one? I think it might be too contemporary. Okay.
So which one do you want? Because clearly she must have one picked out.
I go, well, no, she didn't. Just, she was just like, let's just keep looking. I go, no. I go, just go. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be happier. I'm going to be happier. Isn't that the goal? For all of us to just be happy.
So she comes home with a teal door with a flower pattern
on
it.
She won't.
But she does.
She won't.
But she does.
But she won't.
But she does.
Making up a situation that will not happen.
You said you wouldn't care. She comes home with that pattern. She surprises you and comes home with that pattern.
I was going to say
a teal
orange.
Door with flower. I was going to say orange too, but I didn't want to offend Monica.
No.
I was trying to be nice to you for so. No. But
well, at least make it closer to reality.
No, she's way more.
Comes home with an bright orange door.
Brett, I'm not going to jump into a situation that I just know is never, ever going to happen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're bringing up something that just cannot happen. She will not do it. I know her. She will not. No, I know her. She will not do that.
Right.
She will not do that. She wants a black door. So then go buy a black door. I don't care what black door you buy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what's on the side of the black doors. I don't care if there's. Go buy a black door.
This is what I hate about chicks. Here's what it boils down to. She wants you to want to. And
I know.
Can't make someone want to. So don't
Correct.
Even try.
Correct.
Listen, I'm with you.
You're a catch, Monica. And God, I never thought I'd say that. But you are a catch.
That's
when it comes to door picking outing, you're the one, Monica.
Everything else you suck. But when it
you're my door soulmate.
The best door picker outer ever.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff. You know what I tend to do? I tend to give a little bit of an opinion, but like, listen, I don't care that much, so you pick whatever you want. Say it's a door.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know what? I just don't want windows on the side. You know, whatever the thing is, I would just give one little opinion, be like, anything else you want, you pick. And then she'll be like, I'm down to these three. I'm like, I said, they all look good to me. Which one do you want to get? They're all within our price? Great. Like, I just give a little bit. That's it. Instead of going searching for every door. But I won't lie, it could end up being, you know, this Saturday, I got it down to three. Could we go look at them?
Dude, she tried.
It's only three. And I'd be like, well, I would be like, well, it's only three.
She tried it.
And I'd be like,
it's never only three. It's never only.
Well, she already did the big narrow down. That's why I would, that's what I mean. I would give a slight opinion when she's got like 50 in front of her and then down to three. And then I'd be like, all right, I'll go see the three. But that's it. But it is the worst thing. And I'd be like, listen, we're going to do this quick. You're down to these three. You think you got this one? Let's see it. Get it. We're done. You know, but I can't say I would totally step out of it because there's nothing really that each of us totally steps out of. But there are things that I'm only 10% of, no question about it.
Right.
But I'll give 10%. Certain things, like when we put in the fence, she was 10%.
That's coming.
She picked the fence.
By the way,
after that, it was all me dealing with the guys, dealing with all that stuff. That's fine.
Right. But
that's totally fine.
That whole go look at this thing in person now, that's going to be like, she's going to be like, we need to take a ride. And I'm going to be kicking pebbles the entire time.
If you're already there and you already said okay, then you got to suck it up, Buttercup.
I didn't say okay to anything. I just told her to go buy a door.
Mm. Will you end up?
Last time we went through this, she wanted to buy a door that I had to take to a body shop, that she wanted me to have taken to a body shop they can spray it with, like, to that's how a lot of
airbrush?
People, they, well, they,
like, oh, the pressurized airbrush.
Yeah, thing. That's how they paint the doors and stuff like that. I'm like, okay.
What's even happening? What is
I don't know,
happening?
Monica. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's is that crazy. Where people take their doors?
None of this stuff. Young bucks, if you're listening right now and you're thinking about getting married, you're in that relationship, none of what we're talking about right now is in the brochure. None of it. None of this.
What about we need a new washer and dryer, or we need new appliances?
You know
what? Stop by the store to pick that stuff out.
That doesn't even bother me.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that because I can always veer over to the TV section or something
like that.
There's something in that store that'll keep my attention.
Right.
You make me go look at a front door, and the only thing I'm looking for is the extension cords to wrap around my throat.
Way out.
Right.
Yeah,
because,
no
like, washer and dryer
there,
stuff, especially since... Like, I don't have a preference. She's like, I want a top load. Okay.
Mm.
I want a front load and drop. Okay. Whatever you want.
Well, that sounds like the same as the front door, though.
No, but I went. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, I got whatever kind she wanted, and I went, like I said, that going to, like, a Best Buy kind of store for that kind of stuff, that doesn't bother me at all. But going to, like, the home design places?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. No, that's one of the worst. But you're never really totally 100% out of it. There's always a percentage you're going to be pulled in. Man, you know, it's always going to be that way. Hey, Roger's on line one. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to tell you real quick. It took, it's 30 years of marriage. Mm. My wife just kind of goes, hey, these are the colors I like. You got any problems? I said, no problem at all. You know, I don't.
I love it.
We changed out our master and the first guest bedroom's mattresses. And I just said, just pick them out. You know the budget. Just tell me the price. I don't want to go. And that's part of a good marriage.
Yeah, I agree with you, my man. Yeah. I agree with you. These aren't mattresses you have to sleep on?
The master is, yeah. And we both like it rock hard, so... It's an easy choice for me.
I'm sorry, what?
They both like it rock hard.
Got it.
That's what he said.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
You know what you did, Roger.
That's right. And I'm in the same boat with the 30 years. Maybe that's it. You just, over time, you get to the point where you know what stuff you're 10% involved in and what stuff you're... This is 30 years this year.
This is 30 years, huh?
It's just the way we kind of operate. In the past, it was definitely more of a percentage. Like in our first house, I was 50-50 in everything we were... I don't care what the curtains are, but paint, whatever. I had an opinion. And now I think we've hit equilibrium, right?
Are you going to
read? Certain things we both have 50-50 on, and certain things we're 90-10, 80-20.
Didn't you redo your vows on your 20th?
Yeah, I think that was
my
it.
My God, that trip to Clearwater Beach was 10 years ago.
Oh,
my
crazy?
God.
Is
you
like
did it at Clearwater Beach?
Hey to everybody at Sam Pearl.
I feel like we would break your balls for that like a week and a half ago. My God.
It was so long ago.
Why were you busting his balls about? I mean, it's a beautiful...
That's before these guys knew how beautiful it was.
And, you know.
They would play Glenn Miller. What are you going to do? Push your wife on a wheelchair up on the sand at St. Pete Beach for your 20th? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Clearwater Beach,
right? You don't know. It's beautiful.
That's what I've heard.
It's beautiful.
You know, later on, 10 years later, I respect it. But.
And the Sand Pearl is like, and it's gorgeous. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful place.
I can't believe that's 10 years already.
Me either.
I cannot believe that is 10 years already.
Put it in with a view of the Gulf. It was nice. Nice place.
So you gotta step. Are you gonna renew your vows again?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. I'm 0% into that as far as planning. I don't plan that. Last time I was 0% planning. Whatever she wants to do is fine with me.
See, now
in that case, I'm totally, not that I don't want to, but she's so good at planning that kind of stuff and the details. She wanted to surprise me. That's fine. If she does that again, that's fine.
Right, but if she doesn't want to surprise you, what if she's sitting there wondering, let's just say we're dealing with COVID nonsense, and it's time to plan the 30th, but you sat on your laurels thinking, well, she planned the 20th, so she's probably got this under control, and then all of a sudden you're staring your 30th down, and you
We planned the hotel and the trip together.
Oh, you did, okay.
Yeah, but it was the vows on the beach that I knew nothing about, that she pretty much had done as a surprise, the whole thing.
What if you didn't want to do it?
She knows I would have said yes.
Of course.
A second. Yeah. You know, it's totally good, but that would have been funny.
Imagine you said no. Yeah. That'd be hysterical.
Yeah.
You say no, you guarantee the divorce right then and there. I mean, there's no coming back.
Yeah. It would have been our 20-year have a happy divorce party at Sambro. That would have been great. Well, there you go. Good luck with the front door.
Right.
Just give her the 10%.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you kind of started.
Just give it a tip.
What happens if, like, let's just say you get home tonight and there's a brand new door And when you open it, she greets you with the mouth hug and your favorite dinner and just said, sorry, I put you through that. I know you're going through some stuff and you just didn't need that headache.
I would say, what streaming service do you subscribe to? Because I've never seen that movie.
I'm saying it was a possibility. Give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she just realizes, you know, she's thinking about it now, and she doesn't. Or not.
It's a new comedy on Netflix. The wife totally gets where the husband's coming from.
I can say this with all certainty. With all certainty. And this is not a knock on her. This is just life. Since the kids were born, at least since the kids were born, if ever, I have never walked in and my wife like dropped to her knees. And just that's never.
Never?
Never.
Oh, you're overdue. You're way overdue. It's time.
No
it
kidding,
could be a door
Monica.
Situation. Maybe it's
right.
The door. She's been waiting this whole time.
She's been waiting for the door.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what?
This is your chance.
I got a new side hustle for you. You ready?
What?
Wife coach.
Yeah. Oh, I totally could do that. But I think then they'd all hate me instead of you, then. So.
No, I don't think they'd hate you. I think they'd...
bring a fresh perspective.
I think you are one of those women that has the ability to think like a man every once in a while. And when you're married and there's children involved, that kind of stuff can get lost. And they don't want to hear it from us because that's just us wanting to get laid again.
Yeah.
But if they hear it from their wife coach...
Mm-hmm.
Not a life coach.
That's right.
A wife coach.
That's pretty good.
Well, just a little teaser, if you will, a little promo.
Ooh, okay.
Ladies, if you're listening, here's what you do. You do that. Nobody says you have to do it every day. Just do it when he doesn't expect it. And you will see a tremendous change in your husband's tune. 1,000%.
She is, ladies, she is so right.
We're pepping a step.
She is so right. Because all we need is a little encouragement.
Yep.
That's
and
all we
not
need.
Not even every day. Just when the least, I think when the least expect is hot, both for her and for him.
Because it makes you feel wanted. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Do
and then
it.
When I'm feeling good about myself, it makes me want to do things for everybody else.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do
yes,
it.
Monica.
Ripple effect.
Listen to me. Two words. Business cards. Wife coach.
Okay.
Did you practice that policy when you were married? Or have you since realized that?
No. Initially, in our relationship and all, it was absolutely like that because. So,
no kids,
but then once it started, well, yeah, and that's true. We didn't have kids. And then the beginning of the marriage and all that. But once it started going downhill, yeah, there was none of that. I'll tell you that right now. I'll admit to it. I wasn't into it.
Right.
All right, well, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-57. 727-579-1025. Dead guy in the envelope in less than an hour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.